Perhaps you've heard of Black Hills Gold. Its discovery rapidly changed life in today's western South Dakota. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to a local gas and go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
In Rapid City, South Dakota, you'll find the Journey Museum. It's a place where Corey Christensen tells the story of early European settlement and much more.
In 1868, the U.S. government signed a treaty with the Great Sioux Nation. That's what they referred to themselves as, indicating that all of the land west of the Missouri River was to belong to the Lakota people.
The treaty allowed the U.S. government to make inspections of the area, though, and that's what brought General George Custer here in 1874.
He was out here to inspect the land, kind of see what we had around, and while he happened to be out in the Black Hills, one of his men found gold. So that set off a huge gold rush. You think about the California gold rush, this was the South Dakota gold rush, the Black Hills gold rush that changed everything.
Although gold had been found, this was the property of the Lakota.
At first, the U.S. government sent soldiers out here to protect the land, to protect the Native Americans from people coming in and taking their land, but their soldiers started deserting to make their money by finding gold.
Soon the government changed the rules it had negotiated a few years earlier.
Finally, the U.S. government said, you know what, we're just going to open it up to all sorts of settlers. And that's when homesteaders start coming out, and that's when the land gets divided into reservations.
Christensen says it was a turning point in relations between the Lakota and the pioneers, the subject they try to tell here at the museum in an unbiased way. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.